Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The focus of this year's American Jewish Congress, which is always a spectacular event in the Jewish world, was on growing anti-Semitism, youth partnerships, and the battlefield that social media is, together with how AI can both amplify and counter anti-Semitism. My colleagues at the Jewish Board were part of the 2,000 attendees of the conference, and they are here to tell me more about it, including Gabi Faber-Cohen, political and campus liaison, Daniel Bloch, director Cape Council, SAJBD, and Stella Gamzu, who's not quite a colleague, but SAJBD's national events officer. Welcome and thanks so much for joining me. By all accounts, it sounds like it was an absolutely amazing conference.
It really was, and thank you so much for having us. I was really like, this was the first time I've done WJC, the World Jewish Congress, but this was the first time I was doing AJC, the American Jewish Congress. And it really was amazing to see such a thriving and huge organization that has such an international footprint. And I think there's something always special of sitting in a room filled with 2,000 Jewish leaders from around the world. Like, if the talks were bad, the accommodation was bad, just sitting there is an incredible opportunity.
No, it is an exciting conference, and I'm sure they had lots of different tracks. So everybody, there was something for absolutely everybody. And I know the youth was one of the topics that was really stressed as important. Tell me a little bit about SAJBD's and WJ's participation.
Thanks so much for having me here. So I went as part of SAJBD's and the World Union of Jewish Students. I was also part of their delegation. There was a big focus about anti-Semitism on campus and on social media, and how Jewish students have to navigate these areas. And they've helped us with, like, I would say ways to combat this. But I would have to say that reflecting on the other campuses around the globe, South Africa should be very, very grateful how safe we have, how much our communities work to making our campuses safe, and our Jewish students can feel very safe on their campuses, yeah.
Stella, were you able to share the experiences and the work that goes into ensuring our campuses are safe?
I think our community leaders across generations have worked really hard. I think Faber contributed a lot to that when she was part of SAJBD's and the ANC. But I think the CSO, our community leaders, parents, they've invested so much into protecting and strengthening our Jewish life, yeah.
And the other issues faced by youth, what kinds of things and what countries struck you as particularly struggling?
I actually said to Faber that the more underdeveloped countries we found were facing less anti-Semitism on campus and more problems with, like, engaging Jewish students in their Jewish pride and their Jewish heritage. Versus the developed countries such as the US, the UK, they faced more problems with anti-Semitism on campus.
Yeah, I mean, the movie that we brought out for our conference, October the 8th, I think speaks to a lot of what was happening and is happening on our campuses. But it also talks about the challenge that young Jews face today that we didn't have.
I mean, I saw Stella at the end of the conference, when we're all checking out, and she was like, Gabi, I don't really know what to do with myself here. Like, all these students are saying these absolute horror stories, and what a terrible experience they're having on campus. And, like, you feel uncomfortable because, like, we have such a great experience on campus, and, like, you know, they all saying you're on the front lines. And, like, she was like, what front lines?
We are on the front lines, but we're on the front lines in a positive way because we are actively moving. I mean, I think of Israel Awareness Week, Israel Apartheid Week, how we've turned that around over the years. And kol hakavod, well done to our students. Yeah. You know, it's all very well to have the leadership, but if our students are not there on campus doing what needs to be done, then we're not as sophisticated as we should be. I may come back to the youth, but I do want to bring Daniel in and talk a little bit. Hi, Daniel. A little bit about social media, because this is something you and I and our colleagues at the board talk about all the time.
Yeah, I just want to say I was so happy that Gabi and Stella and Danny and the others could join, because I was alone last year at AJC. waving the flag, and it's great for everyone else in the communal structures to experience it and to see what's happening around the world firsthand, from straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and then obviously get to talk about what we're experiencing here. But the social media, yeah, we had a morning session which was open to the delegates, which was quite hard-hitting. A few of us asked some really tough questions, but it's been the same. It's my third AJC, and you know, you hear the same things. We're working, we're trying, we've removed X amount percentage of hate speech, there's algorithms, et cetera, but not enough's being done. And I think the real hard-hitting one was a meeting that we had with the decision-makers from all the platforms, X and Meta, and Google, and YouTube, et cetera. And the representative from Australia basically said to them, you know, we're holding you accountable for the attacks in Bondi and Manchester and Washington that could have contributed because of the social media. The one positive that did come out of it is very good context from our perspective, because you and I both know to try and get something removed of YouTube. I think I'd have more chance running for president of the country than getting that done sometimes. But we've got some good contacts, and hopefully it will assist us in removing a lot of the online hatred that I think every Jewish community worldwide is facing at the moment.
That's global. You talk about going back again. Were there any practical outcomes from this conference that you hadn't seen previously?
I think there was a lot of talk about AI and whether that's, you know, the use of AI in fighting hate online, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, because last year they spoke about how AI is used to actually fester the hate.
Yeah.
So now we're using it to fight it. Is it more that we can learn? We can always learn useful tips and tricks. And I think in like some of our articles, like the Jewish Report, we said, you know, it was good to understand the strategies that they're using in America online. On university campuses. But fortunately, as Stella said, we are not in the same position as the universities in the US, but it's good to have those strategies on hand should we require them.
I mean, do you think the world, Gabby, you've been to World Jewish Congress, do you think world Jewry is prepared enough for what we're facing?
I don't think it's world Jewry. I think it's the world. You know, I have a little daughter, thank God, and I saw some Instagram posts that, just like for us, how we can't live without internet, you know, that's how the next generation is going to be with AR. It's, you know, I think it's hard for us to encapsulate what's coming. I don't think it's a Jewish problem. But I think that what is amazing about these conferences is they try and provide you skills and provoke you and try and make you think in different ways and have different opinions. And I think that's the greatest opportunity, you know, like we don't also often these Jewish communal organizations, we're so much in the crisis and sorting out what's happening now. We don't often think about the future and thinking long term. And I think that's the great thing of these conferences, it takes you out of that crisis mode, takes you overseas, and you're able to engage and think differently and come up with new ideas.
Well, let's look at AI, because so Craig is saying, let's take our break now, and after the break, we will look at AI.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherie Seffert, this is Above Board, and I'm talking to Gabby Faber-Cohen, Political and Campus Liaison, Jewish Board, Daniel Bloch, Director, Cape Council, SAJBD, and Stella Gamzu, SORJ's National Events Officer. And we're talking about the AJC conference that they have just returned from. We were going to talk about AI, but rather, let's pivot to the relationship between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. Is there any new thinking coming out around that?
I would say... Daniel,
I think Gabby or Stella, you might be able to comment. I didn't attend that session. My colleague Simon did, but I'd rather let Gabby maybe answer that, and then I've got a few things I can add.
Okay.
I think like that really is the new anti-Semitism that we're facing. It's not like the stereotypes of like big noses or yes, you do see swastikas, but that's you know where we're seeing a lot of it coming, And it was interesting because we went to this debate where they said, let's try and put anti-Zionism as a hate movement, because a hate movement, that's exactly what it is. A hate movement, they have their slurs, Free, Free Palestine. They have their clothing, the kafirs. They have their, like a group think that it's always in the masses. And they've created a hate culture. And what this hate culture does is that it empowers an individual to feel that they can put forward this hate when they're not part of that group. That they go to the protest and they feel rah, rah, and we can say whatever we want about Israel, about Jews. And I have enough confidence in that movement that when I'm walking in the street and I see someone wearing a kippah, or I see something to do with Judaism or Israel, I have the confidence to be able to go as an individual without that group and be anti-Semitic or anti-Zionist, which have unfortunately become one in the same. And that was just a very interesting insight. And also what I very much saw is the Americans, sometimes we are a bit scared to, you know, call out Zionism, call out anti-Zionism because it's related to Israel and it's not directly anti-Semitic sometimes, and it's a connect, you know, whereas with them, there was very much this confidence and force that we are going to fight this. This is part of our Jewish identity. We're not going to leave any part of our identity at the door. This is anti-Semitism, and we have to fight it and call it out for what it is. They said, someone in the one interview, it was also directed to campuses, she said, it's like people say to her, oh, I can walk on my campus very safely with a Magen David necklace. And she says, oh, well, then can I come with my Israeli flag and walk with you? And she said, no, I don't want to get into the Israel stuff. And she said, that's the exact same as someone saying, my campus is very open to the LGBTQIA plus community, but you know what, I'm now going to wear my pride flag. Yeah. That, you would call that homophobia.
Yeah.
And it's the same, they're very open to, there's no racism. But I can't wear my Black Lives Matter because that's too Afrocentric.
Yeah.
But you would call that racism. And so we should also be calling it out for what it is.
Yeah, it's a lot of Adam Louis Klein kind of thinking. Stella, you wanted to add something?
I think what struck me most was a lot of the student leaders said their students on campuses are afraid to go to Israel. They're afraid to tell their friends that they've been to Israel, that they're going on birthright programs or just visiting with family. They actually turn their location off when they go to Israel so that people don't know that they're Zionists, that they're, like, they don't want to be associated as Jewish Zionists. They're happy to be Jewish, but not the mixture.
And the thinking among youth regarding Zionism, where are they at?
I would say the student leaders there are very much trying to encourage Jewish pride and heritage and unity in that regard. But students are scared to put their hand up and say, I'm a proud Zionist. Ask me what that means. And there were a few campaigns on campus.
As per the Soldiers Bits campaign, or probably national campaign.
Yeah. So we need to, like, the student leaders want to take back the narrative of what a Zionist is and educate others about what it means to be a proud Zionist and to believe in the state of Israel.
Daniel?
I think the ladies have said it all in terms of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. The interesting part actually is there's been talk about how to spell it.
Yes, this came up at the conference.
So without that, like we do with anti-Semitism, it's no longer two words, it's one word. So anti-Zionism is one word.
Yeah.
Because with the hyphen, it denotes, if you spell anti-Semitism with a hyphen, it's anti-Semite, whereas anti-Semitism is one word, is anti-Jewish. Mm. And I think the same thing can apply with anti-Zionism as well. Mm. Just the use of the hyphen.
Yeah, Craig is saying it is time to wrap up. So one of you may have 1 minute to say your biggest take out.
biggest takeout is stop apologizing for who we are. We must enter rooms with our full identity, not leaving any part behind. Be proud Jews, proud Zionists, stand by who we are, what we're about, and where we come from. And yeah, I think we're grateful for these international opportunities where we can engage with global Jewry and realize that this fight is not something we can do alone, but something we have to unite together.
And while we are talking about anti-Semitism, just to remind the community that we the Jewish Board of Deputies, has an anti-Semitism hotline. If anything feels uncomfortable, please WhatsApp us on 078-259-9417. And if you want to know what the board is doing, please go and check out our social media pages. But in the meantime, I have to thank Gabby Barbara Cohen, Stella Gamzu, and Daniel Bloch will be my guests, and we were talking about their recent attendance at the AJC, the American Jewish Congress. Thanks to all of you for joining me. Thanks to Craig for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on charisse@sajbd.org. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.